Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Well, Succession has nothing on this, I can tell you. Twitter has threatened to sue Meta Platforms over its new Threads platform. In a letter sent to the Facebook parent's CEO, Mark Zuckerberg, by Twitter's lawyer, Alex Spiro, Meta, which has launched Threads on Wednesday and has logged more than 30 million signups already, looks to take on Elon Musk's Twitter by leveraging Instagram's billions of users. It's set up for a big showdown. Elaine Burke is a tech journalist and host of one of the greatest names for a podcast, For Tech's Sake podcast. Elaine, you're very welcome to the program. This legal action is looking likely, isn't it? It's going to be huge.
Yeah, and essentially it hinges on if Twitter can prove its claim that former Twitter employees worked on Threads and used proprietary codes that they gleaned from Twitter in the production of this new platform. Now, Meta has already issued its response to say that no former Twitter employees were involved in the build of Threads. And as a platform itself, they do, you know, in their teams within Meta, they already run a number of social media platforms. They have people who are capable of building these things, programming the code, designing the user interface elements themselves. So it would be quite a challenge for Twitter unless they have some direct evidence of this.
Yeah, that's the unless they have some kind of insider knowledge, which is, I mean, they'll have to prove this by way of testimony, won't they? Or else by looking at the intellectual property.
Yeah, and I mean, it is really hard with these things because, I mean, the reason why I suppose they looked into this is because when Threads launched, what was remarked upon quite often was its similarities to Twitter. Mm-hmm. Now, that's quite not unusual in the tech space. You see this kind of copycatting happen all the time. Even in the case of Instagram itself, its Reels feature is a dupe of TikTok. Its Stories feature is a dupe of Snapchat. And these are things that just happen. And like Twitter has also duped features from other platforms in this way as well. And it's because you can't really exert copyright on things that are like look and feel. And as long as you programmed it yourself, maybe from what you learned on watching what another program looks like, mm-hmm. or look what another product looks like, and if you design the UI yourself, well, then you should be in the clear.
And the Chinese are experts at ripping off tech that's already there and getting away with it as well to a large extent. Tell me this, though. Are they similar? We don't have Threads. I haven't used it, obviously. We don't have it here in Europe yet. Are they similar, Twitter and Threads?
Oh, they're very, very similar. Now, there are features that Twitter has that Threads doesn't have. It probably is building these out. Things like direct messaging and the whole idea of like trending topics and being able to search trending topics on the platform. It doesn't have those features, but it does have a stream of posts. As far as I've been told, they're not in chronological order. There is some sort of an algorithm dictating the order that they appear in. And they do look a lot like tweets. They even have the same little heart button, the circular arrows for resharing and that kind of stuff. And if you did want to have a look, you actually can take a look at what Threads looks like at the desktop version. If you go to threads.net and you know a username such as @Zuck, which is Mark Zuckerberg's profile. So we can have a preview of it in this part of the world, but we don't have access to the app just yet. And that seems to be because they're still working on their GDPR compliance for a release in the EU.
Okay, but they are racking up the millions, aren't they, in terms of subscribers?
It is a phenomenal user growth. Now, I mean, there are a few Twitter challengers out there, but none of them has seen an adoption rate this fast. They're at 70 million signups so far. Now, they've made it really easy. If you're an Instagram user, you can sign up under your Instagram handle. You'd be prompted to do so, I think, if you try and interact with the app. And you can port over, you can notify your followers on Instagram to come and follow you over on Thread. So a nice, easy portability of the audience if you have one on Instagram. So they've really made it easy to attract users. They've made it quite mainstream because the app looks really familiar and very like Twitter. They've made it very accessible. So I did think that when I saw the preview images that this was going to be quite a substantial hit to Twitter. Whether it's a hit to Twitter or not, though, remains to be seen because it is linked to that Instagram audience. And Instagram and Twitter do have very different vibes.
Well, all we can do is wait and see. They are racking up, as you say, millions and millions of users. But let's wait and see how it goes, and let's see if the legal action happens as well. Elaine Burke, then, tech journalist and host of For Tech's Sake podcast. Thank you very much indeed.